Well, here we are, another trip around the sun, and we're back picking our March Madness team, filling out that office bracket. But what if you dread facing Bracket Guy and having him ridicule your every pick? Well, we may have an alternative for you. Dr. Jeff Heath joins us. He is professor of mathematics and data science at Center College in Danville, where they're taking a different approach. And if you've been watching sports lately, and chances are if you're listening to this, you have been, you know that data and analytics are hot right now. This is why Dr. Heath's class, DSC 230 Statistical Modeling class, is again this year taking a stab at their brackets using numbers, and he joins us to talk about it. Thanks for taking time to join us, Doc. So what exactly is a statistical modeling class?
Sure. These students are, most of them, sophomores, juniors. They've taken statistics class before. In this class, they're looking at modeling different types of data and how different variables interact. It's a lot of regression modeling. It's a great introduction to the field of data science.
So this week, well, Doc, certainly is a good time to pair the classroom with sport and have a little fun.
Sure. I mean, it's great timing because we've learned a lot of these skills and ideas and concepts that can be directly applicable to a large-scale project like rating college basketball. So here we have over 5,000 games that have been played in Division I college basketball. There's 362 teams. And so we developed a model that factors in strength of schedule, point margin, venue, how recent the game was, and developed a rating system for all of these teams. And we're using that to translate to win probabilities for when that bracket comes out.
Dr. Jeff Heath, professor of mathematics and data science at Center College, is with us talking about picking your bracket based on numbers, something his class has been doing again this year. And Doc, for those who don't watch a lot of college basketball but want to pick a bracket, is this something they can do?
Oh, that's a great question. At Center, about half of our students are athletes. So some of them are inherently interested and know the game and watch the games, and some students don't. But when it comes down to a project like this, it is purely looking at the data. And so you don't have to have watched a single game or know a single team. If you have that data and can process it and manage it and model it in the right way, you'll do just as well as anyone else.
So what numbers do you look at, Doc?
We focused on point margin, where the game was played. So obviously, if you play a team at home versus away, there's a little bit of an advantage there. We looked at how long ago the game was. So maybe earlier in the season, your team was playing a little bit differently than they are here now in March, and combined all those to produce a rating for each one of those teams. So there's a little bit of interesting take on it for each student. So some students chose to weight certain values a little bit differently, but it's been interesting to see how it's played out.
Dr. Jeff Heath, professor of mathematics and data science at Center College, is with us today talking about picking your bracket based on numbers and analytics, something very hot in sports right now and something his class is doing again this year. Doc, that said, how important are numbers and analytics in 2024?
It's hard not to look at numbers these days. So we have a data science major at Center, and our students that are graduating are doing work at all types of fields. We have students working out in healthcare fields, doing retail analytics. We have some students doing sports analytics. We have students really touching any industry just because data is so prevalent these days. And companies are eager to see how the data can inform the way that they are managing their business or how their clients are operating. And so there's a lot of insights that we can gain from data like this.
And are you seeing an influx in students interested in data and analytics?
Actually, yes. We just had our largest group of data science majors declare at Center here this past week. So, and students are coming into college with, you know, an awareness of it and an interest in it. So it's definitely taken hold more and more, and it's definitely translating on the other end. You know, when students are graduating, that's a marketable skill. They have a skill set where they're able to take those ideas and concepts that they've learned and translate them to really a host of different fields.
All right, Doc, I got to ask you, so how did you do last year?
That's a great question. If you would have asked after the first weekend, I would have said we were doing fantastic. So I think we were in the 99.5th percentile nationwide. And then if you remember last year, things kind of went a little bit crazy after that. There's a lot of upsets, but honestly, I'm pretty proud of how the class bracket did.
And let's be honest, Doc, numbers aren't a 100% guaranteed lock, right?
For something like this, there's certainly a lot of randomness. If you play that NCAA basketball tournament 3,000 times, you'll get 3,000 different outcomes. Yeah. So what we're trying to do is find the most probabilistic outcomes for each matchup. But then again, that's why they play the games. That's why they right. call it madness.
So this can be a lot of fun, not just with basketball, but let's say maybe you want to run numbers on the upcoming expanded college football playoff.
At Center, we have an entire sports analytics program. We're doing work with basketball. We're doing work with baseball, with soccer, with lacrosse, with track and field, with volleyball. So we have students engaging with all of these different sports because, as you mentioned, there's data everywhere. So there's different insights that are helpful for our coaching staffs for these different sports. And so anywhere there's data, there's type of analysis that can help inform us about it.
All right. The biggest question of the day, Doc, who you got?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I'll give you a few teams, and these teams won't surprise anyone, but we have Houston, UConn, and Purdue at the top, but a few teams that maybe are a little bit undervalued right now, I would say Auburn. This is according to our class ratings, BYU and Creighton. So there's three teams to kind of keep an eye on.
He is Dr. Jeff Heath, professor of mathematics and data science at Center College. And if you'd like more information on picking your brackets by the numbers, or you want to get in touch with Dr. Heath, simply visit their website, Center, that's CENTRE.edu.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Scott.